Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, August the 10th, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good one today. Paul Strelo is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. Talk a little recruiting with him, but more than anything else, I want to talk to Paul about what he's seen at practice twice now. And the guys that he has followed for so long, and get his thoughts on this upcoming football season for the Tigers. Obviously, today's big talk will be about the Texans and Panthers last night up in Charlotte and Deshaun Watson's first game as a NFL quarterback, albeit an exhibition game, a preseason game, but we'll talk about that. The other big thing today is the PGA Championship about to get underway, and Rory McIlroy's driver numbers and three-wood numbers from yesterday, which were astonishing. Got some Clemson practice news and notes to get to. We'll talk about some offense balance. And I've got a list of the most overrated and underrated coaches, according to other coaches, in college football. So a lot to do here on a Thursday. We inch closer. I look up at the countdown clock. 23 days, 5 hours, 54 minutes, and 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second now. Here it is. We're inside of 23 days, 5 hours, and 53 minutes now till kickoff begins. Love to hear from you. You got your reactions to what you saw from the NFL game last night. The first and foremost we hear from is the guy that I thought was no longer the tattooless one, but it's not. It's a Band-Aid instead. And talking about a tiny little tattoo. Anyway, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, the oar that stirs the pot. Mr. Oar24 on Twitter, but number one in your heart. One of my best dear friends in the world. One of my best good friends. Zach Oar. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mickey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What'd you do yesterday?
I anxiously sat around and waited for the Texans-Panthers game.
Yeah.
Waited for a preseason game in which I don't have any rooting interest when it comes to the teams.
Yeah.
So it was a different night.
I was at the gym when you first texted. Because I knew it wasn't going to start. And just had other things going on. Helped my wife in the classroom yesterday because I'm a great guy. That being said, as soon as I got home from the gym, the first turn TV over, first time turning it over, Deshaun Watson's first play.
How about that?
What'd you think?
He looked comfortable.
Yeah.
He looked very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Frankly, I was a little nervous for it.
You know, were?
I was.
Really?
Didn't want him to have any kind of, you know, rough go of it against even the second and third teamers there. And I wanted this to be something that he could look at and something that we could look at and be like, you know what, we kind of told you so a little bit. And that's exactly what it was last night because he was a Deshaun Watson that just picked up from where he left off at Clemson.
You you need to be right. I like that. Just kind of rub people's nose in a little bit, right?
I don't want to rub people's nose in it, but, you know, the whole mindset of picking Deshaun, well, he was picked too high. You know, the accuracy's not there. The arm strength's not there. Yada, 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 yada. And I,
boy, the arm strength looked good at times.
You know, he was a system quarterback who only takes that out of the shotgun. And his first, four plays were under the gun.
Yeah.
Or under center. So, it's fine.
Did you notice how often he just, he cut it loose a few times.
He did.
And I went, oh, there's your arm strength.
Yeah, he falling away threw it 65 yards down the field like it was really nothing.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens going forward. I mean, he made a couple of rookie mistakes, overthrew some receivers. You know, it's fine. It's going to happen in your first preseason game. But for your first game in the NFL, exhibition game, though, it was very impressive.
For the night, 15 of 25, 179 yards, no turnovers, 3 rushes, 24 yards, an impressive 15-yard touchdown run. It was eye-opening for people across the NFL. Got some tweets that TigerNet people put up about the Deshaun Watson's first game. Also have some quotes from Tom O'Brien, head coach of the Texans, about what he thought. I mean, perhaps your biggest take, well, not your biggest takeaway, one of the biggest takeaways is just how inept the second team wide receivers are with the Texans and just how bad the offense, all the penalties, man. Just, I think they had 10 first half penalties. I didn't see the second half. So
last night there was more starters that played than I thought there was going to play, especially in a first preseason game. So you saw guys on both sides of the ball for both teams that you didn't expect to see. First of all, McCaffrey's really fast. I don't know if you saw any of him last night.
Yeah, quick.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's going to be okay at this level.
Yeah. I think, still some question marks in there, but we'll see.
He's going to beat out Tom Savage. You circle back to Watson here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a text last night from a buddy who said Tom Savage equals Cole Stout.
I mean, this is not. Savage played three possessions. He led the team three times. Did nothing in the first two, and then he ended up taking them down for a touchdown on the third one. They went no huddle.
Well,
I don't know. It just wasn't there for me.
Yeah, you could tell who the talent is through all that. Savage is 9 of 11 for 69 yards and got the one touchdown down the field. With Deshaun, it's going to be interesting to see when he does get better receivers and better offensive line and better continuity, I guess you could say. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot with penalty after penalty after penalty, and they get any kind of big play at all and just major penalties and all that. The other thing is his poise. I thought he was very, very poised in the pocket. He didn't look very nervous to me, but isn't that what we saw? You know, a lot of what we saw in Deshaun Watson now is weird because it's under center, and he had some bootlegs, naked bootlegs and things along those lines. But isn't that what you thought you'd see? I mean, what we saw for 3 years here, a lot of poise, nothing's going to rattle the guy. You know, just having to make plays after the play broke down. And I'm going to give him a lot of credit for that because you're going to see some big plays coming out of that. You know, he didn't have – because they didn't have the dominant big receiver in the game at the time, there was not a whole lot, not a whole lot of those back shoulder throws that he's so good at. So you get a Nuke Hopkins in that situation, they're going to be better at that. You get him a good running game behind him. You could tell that Deshaun Watson, it's just a matter of time. When, I don't know, but it's a matter of time because I was very, very, very impressed there. Anybody, anything else come out of that game for you?
On the Panthers side, we have a lot of Panthers fans around here, so it's kind of weird to watch that because there was a ton of orange in the stadium last night.
Yeah, weird watching that one.
There was a lot of number four jerseys for the Texans, and then it was a Panthers home game. But there was a gigantic roar when Deshaun came into the game for the first time, which was fun to hear and watch. As far as the Panthers go, Kelvin Benjamin looks good.
He's a man.
Kelvin Benjamin came into camp way overweight for where he should have been. I don't know if you remember seeing those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He was way too heavy to play receiver. He slimmed down, and he's looking like rookie Kelvin Benjamin right now.
He's less than 6'5", 245. He was, close to 300 pounds?
He was up there, yeah.
Yeah, he's a man child. He's one of those. He's that alpha dog and going up and getting it. And I thought the Panthers looked pretty good at times too. You know, the Webb kid looks like he got it. He's the clear third team guy there.
There's nothing kid about him. I feel like he's been around for like 20 years.
Yeah. You could tell the knew what he was doing with the ball at least. Where you know who knows McCaffrey. That was a good storyline to follow for the Panthers. And Bowyer, he said didn't get in. I was not awake then at the time, but Bowyer got in late.
Bowyer got in. He was on kickoff coverage, and then he got into playing linebacker. I think the second to last Panthers defensive.
Series.
Excuse me. He was okay. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything spectacular. He's sitting on a tackle, and that was really about it.
Nuke, two catches for 15 yards. You had Carlos Watkins had three total tackles, including a solo tackle. You had
DJ Reader.
DJ Reader. Trying to find DJ Reader had one tackle in the game. So it was a big Clemson reunion last night. A lot of orange in the stands last night. That was a lot of fun. Seeing that one, and you know what, I think two pretty good teams. Now you can't tell from what you saw last night, but these are two playoff kind of teams. And again, if Cam Newton is healthy and has a lot going for him with you know, finding a little more offense around him, I think they could be a good team. Two pretty good defenses. Boy, the NFL, man, that margin of error, those defensive backs are so good, and those windows are so tight, that margin of error, it'll be tough. Now Watson will have tougher times than he had last night.
Yes.
He's going to have those games where, mark my words, Monday morning, 7 or 6:05 in the morning, we'll get these. Well, we tried to tell you it wasn't very good. But all in all, that's you know, big picture-wise, over his career-wise, he's got a very, very bright future.
It's been fun so far because last night Twitter blew up with the, what were the Bears thinking?
Yeah.
How could they do this?
Yeah.
First, Trubisky hasn't played a game yet. This is a preseason game. As much as I want to get on the Bears, you can't do that yet, right? You can't get on them yet.
No, but there's some disasters coming out of that one early. But look, give him 2 years. I mean, let's not talk 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Let's give him 2 years to see where all that is. TigerNet has some reactions up. Skip Bayless, the sports talk or the what is he TV star, or whatever, says Deshaun Watson has the maturity, poise, and big stage clutchness. Clutchness was the word to do for the Texans, what Dak did for the Cowboys. Don't protect him. Play him. He says that Marty Smith says this is absolutely true. He's the truth. Steve Mariucci of the NFL Network said, in my humble opinion, we're watching Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson show tonight why he will be a franchise quarterback in our league. Franchise quarterback in our league. Dylan Thompson. From Gamecock says, before folks fire back, I know it's twos versus threes, but Deshaun Watson knows what the heck's going on. Really impressed and fun to watch. Matt Miller, NFL draft scout, says, best words to describe Deshaun Watson tonight, poise. Well, there's a big shock. Saw it for 3 years. It gets me that he's going to forget poise between now and then. Andrew Perloff, have no idea who he is. Says, every time I try not to overreact to the preseason, I can't help it. I'm all in with Christian McCaffrey and Deshaun Watson. Big things coming. Daniel Jeremiah says Watson looks very smooth tonight. Footwork, poise, decision making. The Texans PR said Deshaun Watson recorded first preseason rushing touchdown since 2008. Didn't know that's the case. So good stuff, man. Seeing people react to a preseason football game, but the first chance you had a chance to really see him. I hadn't really noticed up at the Greenbrier up in West Virginia where they're. Campus held, hadn't kept up with a lot of that. Seen great, you know, words out of it. I'm watching Bill O'Brien's press conferences and what he's saying about him, but first time he saw him in action last night, and I think very, very bright future, certainly for Deshaun Watson. PGA Championship is about to get underway. I have tee times to tell you about for the PGA Championship. If you're going up, some news and notes coming out of that. Some Clemson football news and notes from practice yesterday and some things coming out of that. And then also this overrated, underrated coaching list coming up. A lot to tell you about there. My friends at Engineered Sleep want you to just call or make an appointment. Really the first step, maybe even just go to engineersleep.com and see what they do. I think I've explained this to you well enough that if you want a custom-made, custom-designed mattress, they can do that for you. They're serving over 200 customers daily. How about that? Didn't realize that was the case. They're busting their butts back there. They got the adjustable beds. Do that, buddy. Let me tell you something, Zach. I don't give you a lot of advice in this world. Let me give you advice to this. Get the adjustable bed. And that thing's awesome. We've got one in our house, and it's awesome to be able to sit up and read or sit up and watch TV or, you know, put the feet up or any of those kind of things. You're going to love that stuff. Engineered Sleep, they're located off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. that you could visit their showroom and schedule an appointment right there online. And what we're talking about here is our friends at Engineer Sleep and getting that custom made the bed just for you, exactly to the specs that you want. And if for some reason you get it home and you don't like it, well, man, they'll take care of you there. They'll come back and they'll make it right. You don't have to worry about retail also. This is big. What about the retail aspect of it? Go with Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, because it is a wholesale right out of their warehouse. We're lucky to have it here in Greenville. Lucky to have all this stuff. It's a great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk some golf, talk some college football, talk some more NFL football. I want to know, what did you think of Deshaun last night? Well, did it change your mind? Did it reinforce what you thought? Also, just good to see football back last night, wasn't it? It's nice to see the pigskin flying around a little bit. We'll take a short break, come back. Love to hear from you. It's the Mickey Paula Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the Material Handling Industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Sports on huge screens, scratch food and ice cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks full service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers like Miller Lite and Coors Light, served at 29 degrees in ice cold mugs. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
What do you do when you found the right girl? You put a ring on her hand. If you're ready, you're going to need some help. I'm William Nichols from Scores Jewelers, and I know you've got more choices than ever before when it comes to diamonds. I simply ask that you come by and see what we have to offer. As a local jeweler, we will go the extra mile to make sure you get the best diamond for your money. We have the knowledge, service, and selection to help with any budget. And most importantly, we stand behind our rings and diamonds so you can be confident your investment is safe. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2424 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2424.
Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio's annual We Pay the Sales Tax sale. Yes, that's right. We pay the sales tax on everything we sell. Gas logs, wood stoves, fireplace accessories, grills, everything. All in-stock patio furniture is clearance sale priced, and we pay the sales tax. We're paying the sales tax on everything we sell at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Numbers matter. Early segment this morning. Got a couple numbers that matter, mainly the ones that matter over at University Cottages and universitycottages.com right now. 10-month leases, 5-month leases. That's a big deal, right, Zach? You don't want, like, if you're graduating in December, you sign a 6-month lease, but then you still got to have all December, all January, whatever, you know, how it works out on that deal. Or if you're not going to be here in the summertime, why pay for those 2 months in the summer? 10-month leases are much better. Also, having your own home rather than a duplex or a condominium or an apartment building, all that, it's just the right way to go about it. I like the fact that University Colleges, that's Ingalls Crossing, right there across from Ingalls. Man, they look great, and right there on the Cat Bus Trail, and safe, and you're going to love all the amenities that they've got there. But you're going to love it at an unbelievable price right now, about $500, which is a great deal. Numbers matter to them. University Crossings, universitycrossings.com, 784-3400. Ingalls Crossing, University Colleges, 784-3400. Good guys there. Numbers matter. A couple different numbers for you. One, Deshaun Watson, 15 to 25, 179 yards passing. Rushing last night, 3 carries, 24 yards, and a touchdown, a 15-yard touchdown late. Not late, third quarter, but late for him. The other numbers that matter, are you sitting down over there?
Yes.
As I look at you. You know what TrackMan is in golf?
Do I know what TrackMan is?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, you're tracking your ball.
This Doppler radar system that tells you.
Did you get one?
No. They're $30,000.
Oh, I mean, this is Mickey Plyler we're talking to.
Yeah. Mickey Fungerlo. TrackMan on Rory McIlroy on the range yesterday.
Okay.
TrackMan tells you club head speed and smash factor and the angle of attack and ball speed and tells you how high the ball goes and how far it goes and how much curve it has, all stuff. How about this? Yesterday, Rory McIlroy hitting his 3-wood, carrying it in the air 300 yards with 1 foot of curve. Yesterday, Rory McIlroy, driver, what do you think?
Okay.
Carry, how much you think?
Oh, the driver? 365
carry.
Woo!
With 7 feet of curve.
Goodness gracious.
Unbelievable numbers, man.
So you're excited about this
one. Oh, yeah.
Little old fellow from Northern Ireland.
He is a tiny little fellow. I'm just a little fellow. A leprechaun. Anyway, who else seen Leprechaun say yeah? All right. Anyway, that's our number. Numbers matter segment. And our good friends at University Cottages and Ingalls Crossing. Texter said, Mickey, I was on the range yesterday watching him. He hit his driver out of the driving range. Now, I'm not as familiar with their driving range there now and all the changes that have gone on there. But to hit it out of the driving range. I just can't wait to see it. Now, can we get the guy putting a little bit? Don't get to make it any kind of putts at all, because that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Is he Spieth the favorite?
Betting favorite?
Yes.
I don't know the odds on that. I'll have to go back and look it up. I got him earlier on. I hadn't seen what the latest ones are. I think him and really, it's a Spieth and McIlroy deal here. Can you kind of feel that we really need a rivalry between Spieth and McIlroy? Like, don't you think golf needs a rivalry?
I need a little hate, a little animosity.
Well, doesn't it set up for a rivalry in that you got a little American versus European guy?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bomber versus a good putter. I was going to say a little crumb cruncher or something like that. But you got one guy kills it, one guy just kind of bunts it out there.
Has Spieth always hit the driver that way? I remember him hitting it a little better when he was, you know, a little younger coming into the
course. He used to drive it straighter than he drives it right now. But he's actually driving it farther now than he was. Spieth's club head speed is about 115, 116 in that range, which is very, very good. It's not 120 like some of the guys are, but he hits it plenty far enough now. He's gotten much longer as he's worked out and his career's gotten better. He hits it plenty far enough now. That's one of the things that's impressed and improved. But with that, he just doesn't drive it very straight anymore. And he's got to get that thing straightened out. He's made great advances in his ball striking in the last 2 years. His iron game is much better. Statistically speaking, his iron game is much better. Approach shots are much better. And just got to get his driver straightened out a little bit. We'll see, you know, see how it comes with that. And he's going for the career grand slam. It's going to be interesting to see. 7:20 this morning, the tee times begin up at Quail Hollow. And there's some groups to watch. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun to watch. At 7:45 this morning, Hideki Matsuyama, Ernie Els, Ian Poulter. That's off of number 10. South Carolina's Wesley Bryan goes at 7:50 off number 1. We have William McGirt, Spartanburg, 8 o'clock off of number 1. Justin Thomas, Tommy Fleetwood, Patrick Reed. That's a good group at 8:05. Got some folks that are, I know, that are headed up right now to watch this. Kyle Stanley, 8:10 with Gary Woodland and Andy Sullivan off the first tee there. You have Bubba Watson, Charles Schwartzel, Paul Casey, 8:15. That's a good group. Have Sergio Garcia, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, 8:25. That's a really good group. That's the Masters champion, U.S. Open champion, and British Open champion all playing together. 8:25. That's off of number 10. Oosthuizen and Willett, J.B. Holmes, 8:30. Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, 8:35. These are good groups, man. This is the strongest field in golf, by the way.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys teeing off at 7:20 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that affect you if you're out on the tour to tee off at 7:20 compared to, you know, a more normal time late in the morning, maybe mid-afternoon?
You want to go early. Early the better.
Really?
Nay wind.
Okay.
And the way the golf courses are, you know, the ball won't go as far in the morning. These guys hit it pretty far enough. But the other thing is that they whip these fairways. If you and I went out and played at 7:20 this morning, mm-hmm. we had some dew on the ground, you know, some water on the ball. Not these guys, man. These guys, of course, they've gone out and they've keen whipped these fairways, and nah, it's perfect condition. You'd rather go at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:20 in the morning.
All right, good to know.
Yeah. Now you going a little late night bender over there?
No.
Get hitting your heaters and hitting your old Kettle Ones or something like that. No. You might not be great at it.
No. I've never played in the morning.
You've never played golf in the morning?
Not that I can think of, no. I went to the driving range with the golf team.
For years. Well, it's hard for you because outside of work, you don't roll out of the old rack till about noon.
That's just not true.
For years, I had a standing very first tee time at a couple of courses we'd play or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Saturday morning. And, man, that's good. Being the first one. Another thing is, you know, tee off at 7:30. Man, I can play in 3 hours. We're done at 10:30. Get you done, go home, take care of your business, you know? So I like that. Lucas Glover at 12:35 this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. You have Adam Scott, Luke Donald, Webb Simpson at 1:05. Webb Simpson lives at the golf course there. You have Jimmy Walker, Phil Mickelson, Jason Duffner at 1:25. That's a good group. McIlroy, John Rahm, Ricky Fowler, 1:35. How about that group? You have, let's see here, Kuchar, Rose, Chris Kirk at 1:45. Daniel Berger, Jim Furyk, Kevin Kisner at 1:55. Martin Laird, Bill Haas, Graham McDowell at 2 o'clock today. It's a good field and good golf course, so hope those are going up. Bryson DeChambeau goes at 2:15 if you want to see a different act there. Final tee times of the day, 2:35. So we'll see. Afternoon golf coming on. It's a TNT thing, I believe. Getting all that out there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get Ray Ray up very early this morning on our Northland Communication phone line. And Anderson. Good morning, Ray Ray. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
I didn't get to hear you open, so you might have already went over some of this, but I want to talk about what I saw in the game. Specifically, Deshaun Watson last night. Early to me, he looked a little amped up with some overthrows. I thought once he settled down, he played pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that he was, for a first start, the NFL's tough, man. Everything happens so fast. These big bodies flying all around you. I thought he had great pocket presence. I thought he because of the t- tight coverage. He had to buy extra time, moved around, escaped the pocket, threw it downfield, made good decisions, didn't turn it over, was pretty doggone accurate, looked good under center, footwork, all that stuff. I thought he looked good. I thought he looked – and apparently Bill O'Brien did too, and the NFL talking heads did too. I think we're seeing a star in the making. I think he's going to be one of these franchise quarterbacks in the NFL.
And, you know, I don't think – it seemed like every time he would make a really good play, especially in the beginning, like receiver run out of bounds or drop the ball, they didn't help him a whole lot either.
No, penalties, stopping drives. Anytime he got a good play, it was always coming back. I think 10 penalties in that first half. And drop balls and turnovers and fumbles. Just wasn't a very pretty sight from supporting cast.
But to see him put together that 15-play drive and make that run into the end zone in the end, that did my heart well to see Deshaun play good last night.
And, you know, he's going to have a hard time at times. He's going to make rookie mistakes. He's going to have the bad game where all of a sudden the reaction is, well, he's a bust. But 2 years into it, he's going to be maybe better than Marcus Mariota. I think he got off to a much better, maybe better start the first time around. It's a high ceiling for him, man. I think he's a guy you build right around. I think he's a future star of this league.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. Did Ben play last night, Bowler?
He played late. I was asleep by this time, but Zach tells me he got in on the – was it last series or next last series, Zach? Last series?
Yes, sir. Last series.
Yeah, last series.
Yeah, I think I missed that too. Okay. Well, that's all I had for you, brother. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Ray Ray. Appreciate that. What time did the game finish up last night?
Somewhere around after 11 or so, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you feeling today?
Feeling good.
Really?
Yeah, we're all right. Why?
Just want to make sure.
Are you all right?
I'm great.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Texture wants to know, what does curve mean in golf? That's just how far the ball falls left or right, how far it curves. Whereas you'll see Bubba Watson will turn it 50 yards sometimes.
And no dumb questions here on the show. We're here to help.
That's not a dumb question.
No, I'm just saying.
Whereas Roy the point was how straight Roy McIlroy was hitting it.
What is your shot curve at? If you have to guess.
I mean, it depends. I've got my data right up here if you want to see it.
On average.
Well, off a driver?
Yeah.
Am I trying to curve it? I'm trying to hit it straight.
You're trying to bomb it down the middle.
Well, right. Lately, I've been trying to fade it. I've been trying to hit a little cut.
Why?
Control. Trying to get it in the fairway more often. But if I'm, you know, hitting it pretty good straight, I don't know, 2 or 3 yards on my best balls, but not 365 yards. I texted a buddy of mine. J-Dub sent me that stuff yesterday. He goes, 3-wood, 300-yard carry, 1 foot of curve. Driver 365, so that's nothing. I hit my driver 265, my 3-wood 200. It's only 100 yards farther. McIlroy, man, it's just going to be interesting to see winning twice on this golf course. You know when McIlroy looks good, when you can tell he's got it, is when he gets that bounce in his step and he gets that, you know I'm talking about, that walk that he has? It's going to be a lot of fun keeping up with that and seeing that. Beginning this afternoon. Should be a great day of golf all day long. I'm going to get you, after a break, I'll get you the tee time, TV coverage and what to look for there. I have some news notes from Clemson's practice last night. Oh, by the way, the Tigers finished up and had a tailgate last night at their football facility. See this?
I did not know that.
Yeah. They wanted to get together and watch Deshaun's first game, an NFL game last night as a team. So they had a little cookout, had a little tailgate at their place last night watching. So
little beers and brats?
Cool. No beers. Probably as good as these guys are conditioned now, mm-hmm. Probably no brats.
Probably not.
Maybe some kale and quinoa and a little very lean chicken.
Some energy blends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But good to see those guys get together. I have a couple of different position battles to talk about at Clemson. One, kind of a surprise. There is an all-ACC preseason player at Clemson that is locked into a position battle for a starting lineup right now. We'll tell you about that when you return from more. Hey, my friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, want to build your next building for you. Actually, they just want to talk to you about it first. Because actually, you know, maybe it wouldn't be a good fit for them. I know Trail has, I won't say turned clients down, but has actually put maybe a better building situation on for somebody else. It said, you know, this company would be much better for what you guys do. So I've seen Trail go about that. The key is to call Trail very, very early in the process. When you're thinking about you and your business partners, y'all are thinking about starting a restaurant, if you're thinking about starting the business, think about going in and maybe get a little adaptive reuse, taking over an old mill or whatever and turn it into those nice apartment buildings or whatever. Let's just talk to Trail. See what the feasibility of it is. See what you're up against and what you need to be looking at. If you've built before, you're going to see a completely different deal this time around when you build a Trail. TREHEL.com. There is a big reason why these guys have just continued to see Trail signs everywhere, but they're continuing to flourish. Part of it is the upstate economy. Part of it is what these guys are being able to do right now. It is amazing. To see the Trail difference, call them 800-319-7006. Just make them a little exploratory phone call. TREHEL.com and find out why there is a big difference at Trail. We'll take a break. An embattled all-ACC player for his position at Clemson right after this.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Coleman, the name that defined outdoor living, has now redefined indoor living with the Coleman Echelon Premium Comfort System. Refining efficiency that significantly reduces your energy costs while being environmentally friendly. Redefining technology for quiet operation and connected functionality, giving you precise control. Redefining quality because Coleman HVAC systems are designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States and backed by industry-leading warranties. Stay cool and comfortable throughout this season with Coleman Echelon, provided by A1 Heating and Air. Call A1 Heating and Air today, your local Coleman HVAC dealer, at 864-844-1273. Call A1 Heating and Air at 864-844-1273 and learn how a new Coleman HVAC system can improve your family's home comfort this season and every season.
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, shoe store, gourmet foods and home goods store. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. Elkmont offers clothing and gear for an outdoor lifestyle, so come in and get ready for summer with a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. But folks, you already know all this about Elkmont, but what you might not know is that they have recently opened a craft beer bar and restaurant featuring 16 taps of the area's best locally crafted beer and great food as well. Craft beer, excellent food, all that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
This Macy's sale is too good to be true.
I know. There are two ways to save.
And we're giving back.
We can save 10 to 20% with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Or we can give $5 to the March of Dimes.
And get 25% off when we shop for a cause.
I love saving on back-to-school shopping.
And so much more all over the store.
Fashion, home trends, shoes.
Oh, yeah. We have two ways to save.
And we're making a difference.
All weekend long at Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's happening in sports.
BYOG, bring your own guts.
You'll find it first on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Foundation Specialists want to talk to you about your crawl space. Zach, I don't have to tell you I'm not the smartest guy in the world, right? You already know. You're well aware of this.
You show it every day.
This is not news to you.
No, of course not.
I don't know if my crawl space is secure, if it's dry enough, if I got moisture. I don't know those things. I know that it's not good if I don't have them. And I know the folks at Canty can fix it, and Canty Foundation can tell me that. So it's a simple process. Call Canty Foundation Specialists and let them tell you, give you a little update on your crawl space. We've got some wet weather coming, and the thing you can't have underneath your homes, in your basements, in your crawl space, you just can't have moisture. At least a disaster. So there's one company that does a great job with it. They do all kinds of foundation issues out there as well. But let them come in here when we get this rain here in the next few days and see you about your basement, about your crawl space, and make sure they can weatherize it and get that moisture out, make your safe last, make your house last much longer, and be much safer in the long run. So good friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, CantyCanFixIt.com. And that's C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Got some tweets coming up for you. Top of the hour tweets. Go ahead and get those in right now at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. I mentioned that there is a battle right now at Clemson where a preseason all-ACC guy is in a battle for his job. Surprisingly, I am not surprised that John Simpson, second-team offensive guard, is making a push for a starting spot right now. That doesn't surprise me at all. I told you before, he is the best-looking offensive lineman Clemson has.
But he's making a push at guard.
At guard.
Okay.
Now, Mitch Hyatt is the best offensive lineman Clemson has. But John Simpson is the best-looking offensive lineman. So I'm not surprised that Simpson is making a push for a starting position at Clemson. What I am surprised is that it's not Taylor Hearn that he's battling right now. Apparently, Hearn has been really, really good. And apparently, it is Tyrone Crowder, preseason All-ACC pick, that is getting pushed by John Simpson right now. And that there's a battle going on there. Also, I am not surprised that Tremaine Ankrum is pushing Sean Pollard right now. Ankrum last year, when the two were in there, and comparing the snaps, I thought Ankrum played almost as good as Pollard last year. He's such a bright guy, man. So you're seeing a first-team All-ACC guard. Crowder made first-team All-ACC last year. Getting pushed. John Simpson, future NFL offensive lineman, making a big push.
You're really high on that kid. That's what you want to see, though, right?
Yeah, competition.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah. What, you chuckle. That's the best way to put it. You had a little chuckle over there at my expense.
Yeah, not at your expense. You've been very high on Simpson with not a lot to really hang your hat on other than, man, when he gets off the bus, he looks like it.
No, let me ask you something. Are you ready for me to really, really, really make you mad right now?
You're going to make me mad?
Yeah.
That's just not possible. I've been doing a lot of lot of meditating to avoid that.
Really?
No.
We promise you won't get mad at me.
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Say it.
I'm not going to say that.
So you're probably going to get mad at me?
If it's what I think it's going to be, then maybe.
What?
Go ahead.
All right. If you'd have been at practice twice so far this year rather than skipping out on practice, you see what we see. Ouch.
Oh, man. Stung me there.
Man, the guy is athletic as he can be. And I think that he is a star. Matter of fact, thinking about it, Paul Strela wrote the same thing, I think, the other day. Maybe I got it from Strela. No, he is their best long-term prospect in the league as far as we're concerned there. Let me give you some other guys that are making some noise.
Noise. making some noise.
Noise. Travis Etienne, the running back, the freshman running back, is making a little bit of waves at practice, at least. That we're seeing Tony Elliott say some really good things about his freshman running back. The guy's got a bright future. Now, here's what's hard for me to decipher. C.J. Fuller, let me give you some quotes here that Tony Elliott said. After practice yesterday, Clemson offensive coordinator and running backs coach Elliott said, quote, "They understand it may be by committee, but they're all making statements to be the guy. They're pushing each other. I feel like Tavion Feaster has really come on the last couple of days. Adam's choice really shot out of the gate in his first couple of days. We're really, really good. C.J. Fuller has been steady, but I think Tavion is putting some pressure on him." Elliott said the coaches are thinking about a committee type deal. He later goes on to say that he really like Travis Etienne's first step, really like his balance, like his vision, his natural ability. Again, don't know anything about the pass protection yet, just putting the pads on for the first time in the last couple of days. And that's very, very important. We see it. Very important. With that said, it's hard to decipher. To me, like, I've seen enough of C.J. Fuller, I know what I'm getting. I think with C.J. Fuller, you're going to get a steady back of guy who's not going to lose the game for you. He's not going to win the game for you, but he's not going to lose the game for you. Good in pass protection. You know, actually had a couple of huge catches out of the backfield. Doesn't look all natural doing it, but he catches the football. Choice, this is a terrible thing to say. Choice, I still need to see it post-injury. He's talked about it before. He just doesn't look the same as he did before the injury. Vision, the natural cutting. There's just an it factor there that I still want to see with Adam Choice. Is that fair? Is that a fair criticism? The torn ACL took a lot out of his confidence and those things, but he needed it. He was a quarterback in high school. Just the vision of hitting the holes and seeing the holes on. Need to see more of that. I need to see him make somebody miss. I need to see him break a tackle or two. I need to see him get some extra yardage. I think he catches it pretty doggone well, but I need to see more there. Feaster's the one that it just looks like to me. He's the natural running back, and he's the biggest one, the fastest one, the best, most upside.
So what are we thinking? Why are we doing committee then? If this is the guy who is going to be able to win you a game, not just, you know, get you down the field, we'll do it, play it safe, and we're not going to be able to win it for you, but – you know, we'll be in it. Give me the guy that's going to give me the home run threat. The guy who put weight on purposely for this role so he could take that every down kind of beating.
Here's why.
Why?
Because we don't go to – I've been a total of an hour and 30, 45 minutes of practice.
Yep.
And Tony Elliott's been into it all day, every day, watching every film. He's in a room with the guys. I don't know what the assignments look like. I don't know who busts assignments. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the assignments are. So I can't say that.
In your quotes that you just read from Tony Elliott,
yep.
It said Feaster's come on strong the last couple of days.
Yep.
It said Choice has been steady or started fast out of the gate.
Shot out of the gate the first couple of days, really, really good.
Which means he's fallen off. And Fuller has just been steady. He hasn't been, right. been impressive. Right. He hasn't been bad. He's just been there.
Right.
He's been a steady presence. To me, that sounds like Feaster is pulling ahead.
All right. We'll see. Let me say this about mm-hmm. this offense. If you had Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, I could see going sit with C.J. Fuller, the steady guy, because sure. Fuller doesn't have to win either game. With Kelly Bryant or Hunter Johnson or Zaire Cooper at quarterback, What are you laughing at?
Give me Feaster and Kelly Bryant in that backfield and let the defense decide who they want to defend.
Two 222-pound guys.
Let them decide that. Hey, that's your poison.
You got to decide it over there.
Yes. Let them decide who they're going to be. You know what? I'm going to take Feaster out of this. Kelly Bryant's going to beat us with the legs. Miami says hello. Miami says, don't do that. Wrong choice, pal. Don't do it.
Remember Miami trash talk before that game?
It was great. There was a little altercation pregame.
Yeah.
And there's some stuff there. Remember Dabo making the team take a knee at halftime?
Yeah.
And just berating them on national television?
Yeah.
We don't do it this way. It's Clemson. I was apologizing to Dabo. I wasn't even there.
I was. The point is that if I think the tailback might have to win a game or two this year, and I think Fisher could do that. But let's be clear, man. Tony Elliott's Clemson's most cerebral coach. He's the brightest guy they've got.
Yep.
He's in the room with these guys all day, every day. He watches all the film. I'm trusting him on this one. I'm just telling you, when he gets in games, Adam Choice, so far we've seen him, doesn't make a whole lot of guys miss, doesn't have the best vision in the world. Fuller, a little better vision. Both those guys are built fairly similar and lower to ground power but kind of guys. Not top-end guys. Can't really take it, you know, to the house stuff. Fisher's a flashier guy. But looks like to me, it just looks different when he runs. Now, the hard part of figuring out this equation or that pie chart of the percentage of snaps or carries or yards is where does Travis Etienne, the freshman, fit in? And I can tell you going into it, I didn't think of that three-man race of Feaster, Choice, and Fuller. I didn't think that he could break into that pie chart. However,
you think he cut himself I think
he cut himself a little sliver.
Huh.
Now it might be that second helping sliver that you and I like, that little tiny one.
Sure. Just a little taste.
Yeah.
Just a little taste. A
little dab. But I think he's gonna have a role in there. Plus, you know, why redshirt a guy if he can help you a little bit? And who knows if you need at least three running backs. Backs get hurt. You're going to rotate backs anyway. Backs get hurt. Backs, you know, you get little things happen throughout a season. And if each could give you a little bit something different, then why not go and let them give you something different? Why not let somebody bring something to the table? Walt does a little something different than Qualk and Kelly. They do a little something different than Brad and Ben. We do a little something different than Walt does, right?
Yeah.
Got to get a little something different in there, a little change of pace, a little different deal, a little different skill set. And as he gets more comfortable, I don't foresee him doing a whole lot early. Kent State, yeah, Clemson's going to blow Kent State's doors off. Mainly because my wife talked the trash to the Kent State fan in Edisto.
Baby, should I let him know?
Yeah. Going down. You're going down. But the point is, you know, To me, it's hard figuring out where his role will be and how early his role will be. But I'll tell you this. I think he has a seat at the table. How about that? That's enough of a cliche for you. He has a seat at the table.
He has a slice of the pie, a seat at the table. Right.
He sits down at the seat of the table for a little sliver of a pie. Yeah.
All right. He's in the game.
I'm kind of hungry, man. Are you, after that little second? Kind of hungry.
A little bit.
All right. We got a lot to do in our second hour. There is there's Clemson news, South Carolina news. We're going to start looking around the ACC and the SEC and tell you some of the major storylines out of the first week or so of camp. There's some position battles, some injuries, some news and notes, some concerns. We'll take your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. Love to hear from you. PGA Championship is about 30 minutes from getting underway. So we'll talk a little PGA Championship. I have odds in college football, odds on the PGA Tour. We'll give you some of the gambling stuff. We'd love to hear from you. We're a little more than an hour away from Paul Strelo, who's going to join us. And it's going to be a little different with Paul, segment with Paul this morning. We are talking a little recruiting, but mainly talk about his thoughts on what he saw from his 2 days at practice and the guys he's been following so closely through the years. So we'll get his impressions and his overall observations. I'll tell you about our good friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. This team, you're going to deal with one or two or three or four individuals, but this team of people there are ready and willing and able to help you right now. They want to talk to you right now. You might not be ready for that because you might really like your home, but why not just take a peek and see if maybe a refinance might be the best thing for you. Doesn't hurt. Why not? You know the family you've been talking about, I don't know, adding a pool, adding a deck, adding a screen porch, a little Florida room for you. You know, adding another, maybe a little bathroom renovation, maybe a little kitchen renovation for you. Might be time to talk to them. Put them on your favorites. PrimeLendingSC.com. That's what we did. And as a result, our home looks so much better. It's so good. Zach and Kristen come over now. They wouldn't come over before. Now they come over some.
Wouldn't go to that dump before, but now it's pristine.
It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We got a lot of football, a lot of golf talk for